Hello and welcome to Head Start in English. I don't know what happened to my accent there, I went a bit English. Maybe that's why it's called Head Start in English. What a great start. Anyway, this is just a quick one the night before the exam. I just wanted to do a wee thing about conclusion questions. Been speaking to quite a few people today and it seems that most people are quite happy, but there's one or two not so sure what to do for conclusion questions. So in the RUAE, you know, you're going to get possibly the last question might be something like, how does the final paragraph make an effective conclusion to the passage as a whole? And you're going to have to explain why it makes a good conclusion. Now, there are a few things you want to consider when you're thinking about a conclusion. First of all, you got to think about, what does a good conclusion do? Or what should a good conclusion do? Well, a conclusion should sum up the main points of the passage. So if it sums up the main points or it sums up the main themes of the passage, you mention that. Another thing that a conclusion should do or could do is link back to earlier things from the passage. Remember last year when you did linking questions and you talked about how certain things, certain words or phrases linked back to earlier things from the passage? Well, that's sort of what you do when you're doing a conclusion question. So you might find that there are words in the final paragraph that link back to words or ideas from earlier in the passage. It might be that the tone that's used, perhaps a critical tone or a scathing tone about a particular issue, is used in the final paragraph, and it's also used in earlier parts of the passage, so you could mention that. It might be that the writer decides to go back to the start of the passage, i.e., you know, mentioning something that he talked about in the opening passage, opening paragraph. By doing this, the writer is bringing their writing full circle, which is an effective conclusion technique because it brings the reader back to the start and therefore brings the argument full circle, which is an effective technique. The writer might also just use the writing techniques to make an effective conclusion. It could be that the writer uses things like repetition to be emphatic about a point they're trying to make. It could be that the writer asks rhetorical questions. Perhaps they end with a rhetorical question, which leaves the reader pondering their own views as they finish the passage. It could be that they use techniques such as using words like we or you to engage the reader and make the reader realise that they themselves have a responsibility to take note of what it is they're talking about. But these are usually the kind of things you look for in a conclusion question. Remember, as with all questions, think about how many marks you're being asked for. If you're asked for 4 marks, then you want to try and get 3 or 4 points and try and go into as much detail as you can. Don't just say, oh, it's a good conclusion because it just sums things up, because you won't get anything for that. If you think it sums up a point, say what point it sums up. If you think it refers back to something, say what it is that it refers back to and how it does so and why this is an effective conclusion.
Do get decorum est pro patria mori.
Okay, that's conclusion questions. Pretty short, pretty sweet. There is a possibility you might be asked how the introduction makes an effective opening to the passage. Again, you could treat that like a linking question from last year. You could say that certain words or phrases prepare us for what's to come. And all you would need to do there is quote a word or phrase and say what it prepares us for, what it links forward to. It could be that the writer uses interesting words, engaging techniques to grab the reader's attention instantly. So you could look for things like that if they ask you about an introduction. But that's basically it. If you get one, there's only going to be one conclusion question or one introduction question. So it's not like it's the whole close reading that you have to do these for. So I'll keep this short. I'll keep it sweet. Hopefully most of you are ready for your exam. As I record this, this is the night before the exam, so we're all very nervous and we're all very excited about what's to come tomorrow. I will wish you all good luck. Hopefully you get a good night's sleep and just stay calm, stay positive, and hopefully your exam goes fantastically when you do it. Bye. Thank you.